Sayyidina Abdul Wahhab bin Atta Khaffaf, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, when in the reign of Khilafat of Banu Umayyah, Sayyidina Abu Abdul Rahman Farrukh, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, went to Khurasan to guard the boundaries, his wife was expecting a baby. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, left 30,000 dinars with his wife. When he returned to Madinah Munawwara, after 27 years, he reached his home and pushed his door inside with a spear. Sayyidina Rabi'a, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, came out. As he saw an armed man, he furiously said, O bondman of Allah Azza wa Jal, do you want to attack my home? Sayyidina Farrukh, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, replied, No, I do not want to attack. You tell me, how dare you enter my home? Then they both started having an argument. When they were about to fight each other, their neighbors intervened and they did not fight. When Sayyidina Malik bin Anas, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and other people knew about it, they immediately came. Upon the interruption of Sayyidina Malik bin Anas, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Abu Abdul Rahman Farrukh, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, said to him, My name is Farrukh and this is my home. His wife, who was listening to all the conversation behind the door, recognized him and said, He is my husband and Rabi'a is my son. Rabi'a was in my womb when he went in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Having heard this, both father and son hugged each other and became tearful out of joy. Sometime after having a meal and taking rest, Sayyidina Abu Abdul Rahman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked his wife, Where are the 30,000 dinars which I left? She humbly replied, I have buried it somewhere and will take it out after some days. In the meantime, Sayyidina Rabi'a rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went to conduct halqa of dars, that is teaching Islamic class, in the masjid and started giving dars of hadith. When Sayyidina Farrukh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went to the masjid to offer salah, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi saw a halqa was arranged and people were gaining Islamic knowledge with great respect and attention, and a young handsome man was giving them a dars. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked the people, Who is he imparting Islamic knowledge? People said, He is Rabi'a, son of Abu Abdul Rahman. Having heard this, he became very happy and said, What a great status Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed my son with. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi then went back to his home and said to his wife, Today I have seen your son's great status. He is the ocean of Islamic knowledge. His wife said, Do you want your 30,000 dinars or this greatness and loftiness of your son? He replied, I swear to Allah Azza wa Jal, I do not want anything in return for this great blessing of my son. His wife said, Then listen to me. I spent all the dinars on your son to provide him with Islamic knowledge. Having heard this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, By Allah Azza wa Jal, you did not waste my money, but rather you spent it in a very proper way. Subhanallah.